Hello and welcome to The Bond of Friendship. I'm Carrie Jackson and today's topic is dogs. And more specifically, leash laws, which are really important for your health and your dogs. And maybe your cats too. I know some people walk their cats, which I think is an awesome way to explore the world safely with your pet. More in a moment. Welcome back. If you have a dog, he is likely your best pal and you want to let him explore off-leash. The wind in your hair, the wind in his fur, him bounding happily ahead. Well, in parks, sidewalks, in front of your home, in nature areas, and many other places, this is not an ideal situation. Let's talk reality and dogs. Many municipalities have enacted leash laws to protect the rights of people, including children, adults, motorists, from getting into a totally preventable accident. Why? Well, there's three of them. Dogs lack impulse control. Training can help this, but there's always that errant squirrel or different situation. Also, you're looking at dogs see us as family. They're looking for guidance from us, and if they're 15 feet away, they're not getting the guidance they need. Sure, we can yell at them, but that's not helping. Keeping them close to your body is a good idea. And also prey drive. Prey drive goes with impulse control. Some breeds have more prey drive than others, so it's best to keep your dog close. So let's look at some of the other reasons. Well, to recap, I talked about impulse control. That the lack of impulse control is where we get into trouble. People get in trouble with this too, so we can't expect our dogs to be perfect, especially ones that aren't trained. And then there's prey drive. Certain breeds have large prey drives, like shepherds, Australian shepherds, and many more. And that doesn't make them bad. It makes them actually very good on working farms and in sports and everything, but not so great walking in the city. Though some people are amazing trainers with those breeds and they focus them and have them do tricks, and that's what you want to do. If you have a breed like that, you want to make sure that it is engaged and has plenty of exercise. So, what kind of leash works best? Well, I recommend an appropriate size leash for your pet based on the strength of your pet, size, and it should be no longer than 6 feet. Why 6 feet? 6 feet is still close enough where if there's a problem, you can kind of pull him into you and he will feel safer and you will feel safer. So I want to say a few words about the flexible leash or the really long leash. Not always a good idea unless you're at the park. If you're at the park and you're doing training on, you know, sit stays and recall training, that's great. There's not very many people around in the city on the sidewalk. Not such a great idea to have your dog 15 feet ahead where they can attack someone, trip someone, or they can be attacked, or they can run into the street if they see a squirrel. So let's think about that next time and use a shorter leash so we can enjoy many more outings without injuries to our pocketbooks. And if you are walking on the sidewalk and your dog is off leash and it bites someone, or even in front of your house if it bites someone, because that is a public area, you are at fault. So it will cost you a lot of money and you may lose your dog. So let's think of it that way and let's keep our dogs safe. They are our best buddies, you know, so we want to keep them very safe. And keeping them on a leash sounds like an adventure for many, many more adventures. And when I can take Coda, and some of you have probably seen him on Facebook, he goes almost everywhere with me. He gets the occasional dog park free run, supervised, of course, with like-sized dogs and like-demeanor dogs too. But he enjoys the freedom to travel with me because he is trained. and he stays on a leash, so he's not jumping up on people and bothering people. And if he makes a mistake, I give him a quick pull on his leash and say, "Look at me," and we are ready to go out again. We're not disturbing other walkers, bicyclists, cats, children, or wildlife. So go out there, hike, and have fun. But please keep your dog on a 6-foot leash and have a great time. Thank you for listening.